7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important subjects that we all should become acquainted with is the subject of the tafsir of the glorious Quran, that is the commentary or the explanation of the verses of the glorious Quran. In its lexical meaning, tafsir basically means to remove the veils from a particular meaning, to open up, you know, something that has been covered, or to rather unveil it or uncover it. So tafsir, in terms of this particular aspect, in terms of when we apply to the noble Quran or the glorious Quran, basically means to clarify the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out in front of us. Obviously, this does not mean that the noble Quran or the glorious Quran is a book that is stagnant. No. One of the miracles of the glorious Quran is that it is a book that is eternal, that it can have different instances and reference for a particular meaning throughout time. And this is one of the blessings and one of the miracles of the glorious Quran. And obviously, as we know, hundreds and thousands of different tafsirs have been written on this book from the beginning of time, or rather not from the beginning of time, from the beginning of its advent, from the beginning that it was completed. Obviously, the first mufassir, the first commentator of the glorious Quran, was the Holy Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the students of the Holy Prophet who then came after him, such as Imam Ali alayhi salam, such as Abbas, and so on and so forth. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners in our next episode, or in our next segment, is a tafsir that is quite famous. But this is a translation of just a part of that particular tafsir. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled In the Rays of Light, a translation of Tafsir-e-Nur, commentary on Surah Qaf, that is chapter number 50. So it's just a translation of one of the chapters of the glorious Quran, any one of the small sections that Tafsir-e-Nur contains. Tafsir-e-Nur is the tafsir of the entire glorious Quran. So this is just one small part, one small chapter of the glorious Quran that has been translated for the benefit of the English-speaking audience. Again, Tafsir-e-Nur was originally written by the esteemed Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati. It was translated by Brother Salim Bimji and edited by Sister Arifa Huda. The book was published by the Islamic Publication House, or IPH, in Toronto, Canada. And it's also, again, a new book that was published very recently. Again, it was published in the year 2022 by the Islamic Publishing House. So this book, as we mentioned, contains the tafsir, or the translation of the tafsir, of the 50th chapter of the Holy Quran, known as Surah Qaf, or the chapter of Qaf. And in it, for example, it discusses the messenger and the message, resurrection, proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation, and so on and so forth. But a little bit about the a little bit about the author of this particular book. So, born in 1946 in the city of Kashan, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati has devoted his life to spreading the message of the Quran, whether it be through his regular TV shows, his numerous books, or his practical commentary of the Quran, that is Tafsir Nur. So Sheikh Qaraati, since the inception of the Islamic Revolution, has always put efforts into maintaining and to introducing Islamic teachings, Islamic principles, Islamic ma'rifah, Islamic knowledge into the households of the Muslims, into the households of the youth in Iran. He has done, like I said, the entire commentary of the Glorious Quran in Tafsir Nur. He has done some commentary on Sayf al-Sajjadiyya, on Najib al-Agha, Ma'rifat. And he's tried to introduce Islam in a very beautiful manner so that people, you know, can find affinity with Islam. It is not something that is far-fetched. And as I mentioned, this work, this book in the rays of light is a translation of his commentary and will help those wishing to learn. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduce in this episode is titled In the Rays of Light, a translation of Tafsir Nur, commentary of Surah Qaf, chapter 50. Tafsir Nur was originally written in Persian by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati. This particular book, In the Rays of Light, was translated by Brother Salim Bimji and edited by Sister Arifa Huda. It was published by the Islamic Publishing House in Canada. So we would like to read an introduction to Surah Qaf, which is obviously the first part of the book. This chapter of the Quran contains 45 verses and was revealed in the city of Mecca. Its name is taken from the beginning verse, the individual letter Qaf, known as the Harf al-Muqatta'a, a disjointed letter. The focus of the chapter, like others which were revealed in the city of Mecca, is a discussion regarding the day of resurrection and conveying the fate of past nations, both the good and bad from among them. Surah Qaf begins by quoting the words of those who deny the resurrection, and the chapter continues with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala citing examples of resurrection in nature as well as in creation. The verses of the chapter go on to discuss the situation when a person is on one's deathbed and what they will experience. In addition, there is talk about some of the shocking events that will transpire at the end of this world, which will herald the commencement of the next world. In addition to this, there is also mention about the prelude to the different occurrences, which will start off the chain of events to bring the day of judgment, along with a brief discussion concerning some of the characteristics of heaven and hell. Some of the verses also provide guidance as to what will protect a person from the spiritual dangers of this world and how to safeguard oneself from any harms which one will have to face in the world to come. These verses tell humanity that they must actively remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay attention to His words, the divinely sent revelation, if they wish to safeguard themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly contemplate and ponder upon the blessed verses and the divine verses of the glorious Quran, and to make us of those who put those teachings, those meanings, those realities into practice, inshallah, such that we are those who kind of unite our souls and our existence with that of the entity, of that of the being, of that of the reality of the glorious Quran, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.